107.1 CJCSFM. Good Monday morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Yes, it's Monday. He's here because we've got so much to talk about. We'll check in again on Wednesday. But City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma is here. Good morning, Martin.
Good morning, Jamie, and I'm trusting you had a great weekend.
And I'm sure you had a great weekend, too. It looks like you got some sun over the weekend.
I got scolded. Oh. I'll tell you what. I got sun and then got scolded by my bride because...
Oh, okay, yes. Happy anniversary, by the way.
Oh, thank you so much. So, yes, thank you for that. So, yeah, we wanted to get in today because we have an event coming up. That if we waited till Wednesday, we couldn't really showcase it and promote it.
Yeah, because it's a very special grand opening with City of Stratford, eNorth Media, and it's at the Agriplex upstairs.
Yes, right? You know, I people would relate to this as the former bingo country location. It's above the farmer's market. It's called Next Strat Esports Lounge. And if I could say that it's more than... The esports are important, and this partnership with the city and eNorth is really special. And a big shout out to Tim Wolf, Director of Community Services, and Darcy Drummond, you know, for all their work, not only with regards to this facet, providing activities for youth in our community, but all the activities, whether it's subsidized hockey, whether it's the Lions Pool. There are so many activities going on in our community that are part and parcel of community services, and here's another absolute great location.
So it's described as an e-sports lounge, and again, we should mention this is for young people, but this is big news, and there's a grand opening for this tomorrow.
Tomorrow, and it's from, I believe, 3 to 8 official opening ceremonies. I'm hoping they're not going to ask me to take on John Nader.
I was going to say.
Because it could become physical. It won't be with remotes because I'll lose my patience. But yes, so it is tomorrow. It's on the second floor. You know, and once again, I'm going to spell out the fact that, you know, we have two youth hubs now in town, youth centers. One at the YMCA, which will feature, you know, all kinds of board games, movies, snacks, gym time, and pool. Here's the second location that opened during the winter last year that features activities up on the second floor, board games, etc., and then activities in the gymnasium, like free basketball on Wednesday nights. And now this is an addition to that. I remember being up there, on the second floor this winter, and saying to the group, I wandered up. It was a Tuesday night of an Ag Society meeting. And I said, hey, you know, how's it going? I said, did you hear about esports? And the one young man just, his eyes lit up. He says, I hear it's coming. Mm-hmm. And so that's a wonderful technological lounge upstairs, but it'll match so nicely with that youth center that currently there, and a shout out to the YMCA of the great work they do.
Yeah, absolutely, and it looks like really a state of the art, and we should mention this is free for young people.
Yes, as I said, ages 7 to 17, and I want to remind individuals, this is, you know, this isn't new. You go back to 1972 with the first games at, I think, University of Stanford, they play Space Wars. And then there was things, I made a little note of this earlier on, you know, Space Invaders in 1980s. And then it's evolved to, you know, in the 2000s, League of Legends. You can do everything from, you know, League of Legends to chess, now more traditional sports. They're thinking in 2027, the International Olympic Committee are thinking of having Olympic esports games as part of their games.
Wow.
So it's evolved, you know, and I think people think of, and I'm going to get this wrong, sorry, guy, any kids that are up listening, I'm going to get this wrong, but, you know, Dungeons and Dragons and all that stuff, but you can think of as we talked about earlier, you know, traditional activities like equestrian activities that you can go online. You could be downtown Toronto and not have access to a horse, like the kids at the Stratford District Saddle Club yesterday, and you could be online. And, you know, you might have a passion or you think you have a passion for equestrian and you know, games. You know, we played yesterday, we played games in the afternoon on horseback. Here you can do this virtually as well. Either, you know, competing, you know, solitary online or, you know, against one another. I remember seeing Brock Beattie in the tent at Market Square on Canada Day, and Brock's competing with any youth that's coming along. He'd try to engage me, but I gracefully just stepped away.
Fair enough. And again, as you mentioned, Brock Beattie there. But this is open for young people in our area as a way also, too, in terms of being sort of community inclusive, if you will, because there's a big spot where everyone can come together, if you will.
You know, and the you know, there's one downtown Stratford, but when we look at the location of this with the two big high schools right there, other elementary schools not too far away, the after-school piece during the school year, if you're 7 to 17, there's a location where it's safe, it's adult-supervised. You know, any child 12 and under, especially with the e-sports, are supervised by adults. You know, I sit on the police services boards, and one of the conversations we have is what are we doing to provide opportunities for youth in our community, you know, in the evenings? And historically, you know, I'm going back, but historically there'd be more functions, and there still are, but more functions in church basements, you know, maybe school activities after hours. But here's an opportunity in both the YMCA downtown and now the second floor at the field house, the Agriplex, where there you are. It's a safe environment. You hang out with your buddies. And you know, I think we have to look at that if we are going to address, and I hate the brain, it's a negative thing, but, you know, address the issue of, you know, youth crime and youth activities that are not of legal nature. What are we doing to address that proactively? And I really do believe that this is a safe and supportive space for youth, and I'm so excited to see what goes on tomorrow.
Yeah, it's new, it's innovative. And on that note, there has been funding available for this. This is partly funded by the Government of Canada's Building Safer Communities, yes, Fund, as you mentioned, a broad effort to support crime prevention programs in Stratford. So there you go.
And you bring up the word partnerships. You know, partnerships, whether it's with the federal government, provincial, with the municipality, and now in this case with regards to eNorth, you can achieve so much on a broader scale. So, you know, I'm, you know, we're certainly going to welcome John Nader, MP John Nader, tomorrow. But also a shout out, and that's why we took the opportunity this morning. A shout out to the public. You know, if you have a chance, if mom or dad or grandma and grandpa bring a child, a youth between, well, it doesn't matter what age, but during the school year, it's 7 to 17. But bring somebody along. And even if you don't have a grandchild or a child at home at this time, come up and explore. And it's not only exploring the eSport lounge, but it's all what's offered in that total facility. Mm-hmm. You know, that there is an amazing facility. And now it facilitates activities from our SLA committee right through to the youngest in our community. So much going on at the Stratford Rotary Complex, so much going on at the Agriplex, and I'm excited. I'm almost there, I guess, right now. I'm excited to. I have not done anything of that nature, so
yeah,
I don't
think it's new. It's innovative.
Yes,
yeah, that's the beauty of it. It's Next Strat Esports Lounge, and the grand opening is Tuesday, 3 p.m. through till 8 p.m. And of course, that's upstairs at the Agriplex. And of course, you also brought in your Stratford District Saddle Club shout out this morning.
Yes, I just wanted to shout out, and I use that as an example. I brought in my hat. My wife said, "Oh yeah, you didn't wear the hat yesterday, of course." Hence, and I didn't think I was going to be manning the gate. I frequently call out. I'm the broadcaster on that. Can you imagine that? But I didn't think it was manning the safety gate. And I brought it in today, sweetheart. I'll wear it inside all day. All right. But it was just to demonstrate that we could have equine activities, you know, live in person, where you compete against one another as the youth did yesterday, and you can do it virtually, just like in all activities with the eSport Lounge.
And a quick shout out for Across the Table, which is coming up.
Yeah,
too.
That's coming up, and we're gonna do something of that nature where we're gonna have Over the next couple of weeks, people beginning to call in and say, yes, include me on this night, a free night of good food, good fellowship.
And for whatever reason, if you're not taking part with the radio side of it, it is for September 4th. That's a Thursday, 5 p.m. And it's, of course, at 75 Kelly's Lane. But you need to reserve by August 4th. So that's coming up pretty fast.
That's coming up. And that's been my challenge. I have not had that on my front edge of the desk here. So we're gonna
start. He's too busy gaming.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. City of Stratford Mayor Martin Retzma. Thanks, Martin. And all the best for tomorrow for the grand opening.
Yes, and we'll see you on Wednesday.